Queensland has this week passed laws to decriminalise sex work, making it the fourth jurisdiction in the country to do so after New South Wales, Victoria and the Northern Territory. The laws will also protect sex workers from discrimination, create new offences to protect children from sexual exploitation and specifically prohibit a person from being coerced to perform sex work. It comes as South Australia recently voted against a reform to its sex work laws. Joining me is Mish Pony, the CEO of Australia's sex worker association, the Scarlet Alliance. Mish, this change in Queensland has come after many, many years of campaigning, I know. What exactly will it mean for sex workers, your members, in that state?
This will mean that sex workers in Queensland no longer have to choose between working safely or working legally. It'll open up the sex industry so it can open... be covered by work health and safety protections as well as industrial regulations. So it's bringing sex work under the regulations that apply to all other industries.
Queensland's Shadow Attorney General Tim Nicholls expressed doubt about the change, saying he felt it was unclear how sex work would be regulated. Is it clear how the sector will be regulated in your view?
Absolutely. I think those arguments are a bit of a red herring. There's not really any substance behind them. It's very clear that sex work will be regulated the same as all other workplaces. So when you think about, you know, how shops open and apply for DA approvals, all those same things will apply to sex industry businesses. When you think about how home-based businesses are regulated, those same regulations will apply to sex work home-based businesses.
Even so, given the opposition's concern, is there a risk that this decriminalisation could be reversed if there is a change of government, as there may be later this year in Queensland?
You know, I don't think we're focused on that at the moment. We're mostly focused on having these reforms introduced and implemented. I think once decriminalisation is implemented in states and territories, people really do realise that the general public won't actually really notice any changes. Like all those catastrophe situations that people like to imagine when debating these reforms, they don't eventuate. And so really the proof is in the pudding. Once it's introduced, it does make sense and there's no point in going backwards.
It's 13 minutes to five. Mish Pony is the CEO of Australia's Sex Worker Association, the Scarlet Alliance. So Queensland, New South Wales, Victoria and the Northern Territory have now all decriminalised sex work. What's the situation for sex workers in other states and territories? Is there any push for decriminalisation in those?
Absolutely. So there are always sex workers around, and so sex workers in states that have partial criminalisation, such as Western Australia, Tasmania and the ACT, as well as full criminalisation in South Australia, have been advocating for decades, as sex workers all around the country have been, to repeal those harmful laws and to move towards what is internationally recognised as best practice sex industry regulation, decriminalisation.
South Australia recently voted against a bill to introduce what's known as the Nordic model, which criminalised men who buy sex but decriminalised the women who sell it. The Queensland opposition are also in favour of this approach, but you're against it. Why is that?
So the Nordic model criminalises clients of sex workers as well as third parties. And when we say third parties, this is anyone that benefits from the work of a sex worker. So it could be a landlord, a financially dependent family member, etc. And in jurisdictions where this has been implemented, such as Sweden, which is the most famous example, sex workers report that it has extremely harmful negative impacts on their lives. It frames all sex work as violence against women and sex workers as lacking in agency and choice. It means that sex workers aren't able to implement safety strategies and screening of clients, as clients are reticent to provide the information that we would normally obtain from them in a decriminalised setting, because they would themselves be risking criminal penalties. It also maintains police as regulators of the sex industry, which we know is ripe for corruption and also negative impacts on sex workers.
New South Wales is also considering legislation at the moment, the Equality Legislation Amendment. What ramifications will there be for sex workers in that state? Because New South Wales is already already has decriminalised sex work.
Yeah, so New South Wales implemented decriminalisation way back in 1995, but there are still 9 remaining offences that are sex work specific. And these offences are unnecessary. They sort of duplicate criminal laws that exist already that apply to everyone equally. And there's no need to have separate sex work specific laws, and this is really just discrimination embedded within legislation. And so repealing these laws would send a clear message that sex workers are just like all other workers, and deserving of the same protections as other workers, and having the same legislation applied to us.
Mish Pony is the CEO of Australia's Sex Worker Association, the Scarlet Alliance. Great to talk to you.
Great. Thank you so much.